Welcome to
Kasalanan Maging Purita Podcast,
where breaking free from the chains of financial struggle becomes your new reality. This is your gateway to discovering how not to be purita and stay wealthy effortlessly in the information age. Hosted by Neil Reichel, this podcast redefines what it means to be wealthy in the Philippines. Moving beyond the realms of freelancers, agency owners, and entrepreneurs, we now embrace every Filipino who aspires for more without sacrificing more. We debunk the myth that being purita is an inevitable fate. Just as myths and folklore fade into the backdrop of our culture, so too does the notion that financial limitation is part of our identity. With Neil Reichel at the helm, a visionary who has transcended the barriers of race and heritage to deliver value beyond measure, we invite you on a journey of transformation. This podcast is a no-go zone for complacency. If you're ready to shift your mindset, position yourself in a space where your worth doesn't require justification, and unlock the secrets to wealth that don't demand your toil and time, then you're in the right place. Follow us into a future where purita is a word without weight
and prosperity is your birthright.
Subscribe and stay tuned for our weekly episodes that promise to change not just how you earn, but also
how you live.
Welcome sa Kasalanan Maging Purita Podcast. This is Neil Reichel. And if ngayon ka lang ulit nakinig ng podcast namin, yes, dati po kaming Million Dollar Filipino Freelancer na ginawang Million Dollar Filipino na ginawa ngayon na Kasalanan Maging Purita. So, in this episode, ang pag-uusapan naman natin is the power of
words.
Yes, so medyo ano to, for those who want to get themselves pumped up, for those naman who are finding themselves na nasa isang particular na slump sa buhay nila, I just want to share ito sa inyo, yung pinafollow ko lagi ngayon na si Jesse Itzler. Anyway, si Jesse Itzler, if you have not yet heard of him, he is the husband of Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx. And si Jesse Itzler, he's, ano siya eh, isa siya sa mga pinakamalaking health entrepreneurs. Hindi, health conscious na mga entrepreneurs. Anyway, the point here is that bata pa lang siya, alam niya na talaga na may mangyayari sa kanya. So, ang kailangan niyang gawin is kailangan niya lang to put the action into place. And now, ang pinaka hassle kasi naman talaga for most of us is that paminsan wala yung confidence natin, yung belief natin sa sarili natin at belief din pa ng mga tao sa paligid natin. Pero this time, yun nga, sinabi nga ni Jesse Itzler na words are powerful. The words that you put into your mouth, the words that you say will also turn into action. Pero ang isa ko namang idadagdag pa dito is that motion also sets the emotion. Kung mapapansin ninyo, when you're in a terrible slump, sabihin na hindi, slump na lang or you're not feeling good, ang nangyayari is you tend to not move at all. Na sige lang, mag-Netflix ka lang or manonood ka lang, nakasulo ka lang. Madalas ito pang nangyayari, mga hindi naliligo, they would procrastinate, they would do something else para masabi na productive. Example ko lang is ito. Alam na kailangan niyang mag-reach out. Or alam niya na kailangan niyang gumawa ng post. Or alam niya na kailangan niyang magbasa ng mga follow-up messages sa kanya. Ang tendency is, imbis na yun ang atupagin niya, ang gagawin niya is maghahanap siya ng something na productive at ang gagawin niya is mga household tasks. Putting his or her mind away from the thing that they have to do into the thing that they would rather do. They won't normally really want to do the dishes. They won't normally want naman to do the laundry. Pero they would rather choose that option. And that way, masasabi nila na hindi naman talaga sila nag-procrastinate. And ako guilty din naman ako doon. Pero when I was watching this training video na ginawa ko 2019, so 5 years ago, sinabi ko doon na motion sets the emotion. And nung kinumbine ko to sa narinig ko kay Jesse Itzler, sabi ko, nga no, hindi pwede na maging dahilan mo lang na, I can't speak the words kasi I'm not really confident, I don't really feel it. So in order for you to feel it, why don't you start doing something? And yung doing something na yon is na kikilos ka talaga, na hanapin mo yung mga pwede mong gawin that would increase your heart rate, literal ha, yung parang pagpapawisan ka, pwedeng maligo ka, yung mag-i-increase yung heart rate mo. So whether yan ay maligo ka ng malamig na tubig, whether yan ay magpalit ka, mag-ayos ka ng damit, whether yan ay magpalit ka, magbihis ka ng damit, whether yan ay tumakbo ka or take a walk, and then go ahead and do the thing that you need to do. That way, your emotions are high, it's way better. And yung high emotions na to, mga positive emotions to. So yun, something lang to think over. I know this episode is medyo ano siya, parang jumbled siya, pero sana nararamdaman nyo how pumped up I am with this episode na happy. Ayun, tapos positive and confident and motivated. And then the last part naman ng episode na to is I also want to share with you is this. Yung lagi naman natin pinag-uusapan sa podcast na to is yung resourcefulness. I know, so first part sasabihin nyo, easy for you to say kasi ito nangyayari sa'yo. Or easy for you to say kasi ito yung mga meron ka. Pero I want you to also think about resourcefulness. Na even if ang dami mong problema, think of it as ano ba tong mga problemang ito na I can turn into opportunities. Let me give you a very specific example. If you have a lot of people asking you to pay, halimbawa may inutang ka, pinambayad mo ng tuition fee, or may utang ka na pinambayad mo ng renta, or kailangan mo lang talaga ng extra pera kasi yung credit card mo magjujun na, tapos nangutang ka, tapos hindi mo pa nababayaran yung taong pinagkautangan mo. Mahirap siya talaga, tapos mine-message ka, nirarat-rat ka, pero unang-una hindi mo pwedeng awayin yung mga taong to kasi nag-commit ka. Now, the thing that you can do is now you're seeing, okay, klaro, ito yung mga problema natin, kulang sa pera. So, ang unang-una nating solusyon, laging iniisip is, teka, paano ba ako kikita ng pera para mabayaran to? Pero ang tendency madalas is, paano ko ba hindi nasasagutin, paano ko ba iiwasan? Pero hindi natin pwedeng gawin is iwasan, kailangan natin harapin to. So, paano natin masusolusyonan? Yung mga taong pinagkahiraman natin ng pera, kung ito yung sitwasyon mo ah, kasi I felt the situation before already. And every now and then, may mga ano pa rin kami sa negosyo na, uy, may mga slumps pa rin, pero syempre you honor that commitment. Think of them na hindi mo sila kalaban. Think of them as your partners. How can you actually get their support in order for you to solve this problem? Kasi at the end of the day, pareho lang naman ang gusto ninyo, magkabayaran. Hindi nyo habol, hindi ka naman niya pinautang para dumating yung point na pwede kanyang awayin, magpahiyaan kayo, magsagutan kayo sa PM, or isampal ka sa social media, di ba? Hindi naman yun ang habol niya eh. Ang habol niya is mabayaran. Ikaw din naman, ang habol mo is mabayaran siya. So, imbis na tinitingnan mo siya as problema, bakit hindi kaya natin isipin, ano kaya ang pwede kong mangkuhang opportunity dito? Ano kaya ang opportunity pinapresent ng problemang ito? I know it would be very difficult na sobrang grabe naman, hindi mo naman pagiging optimistic. Pero totoo yun. There was this one coaching call that I presided last week. And then ang sabi niya is, Coach Neil, sabi ko, Neil na lang please. Ito yung problema ko na diagnose ako ng may kidney problems ako. Baka nire-refer pa nga ako ipabiopsy. Tapos hindi pa ako nagkaroon ng client ever. So ngayon talagang kailangan ko na magkaroon ng client. Then sabi ko sa kanya, so anong naisip mo? Di, parang gusto ko na sumuko. Then sabi ko sa kanya, pre, ba't di na lang ganito ang isipin mo? Alam ko hindi naman talaga blessing masasabi yung pagkakaroon mo ng sakit. Pero if you become resourceful, you can use that as your first level to get clients. Sabihin mo, mag-post ka, mag-reach out ka na, boss, sir, ma'am, I've been recently diagnosed with a liver problem or liver disease and I've been recommended to do biopsy. I'm not here to ask you for cash. What I'm here is to show you itong video reel na ginawa ko, itong video sample na ginawa ko out of your YouTube channel. And then if you find it na it's valuable, full transparency, I am pitching you my services with a sample first that you can actually use. Yun. So, ang nangyari dito is that you still made the pitch, pero ginamit mo rin yung pagkakataon. Hindi ko alam kung magiging popular advice to ha. Pero if this is all about being resourceful, I think this is one of the best ways that you can be resourceful. Tell them na ito yung sitwasyon mo, hindi ka naman nanghihingi, pero syempre kumukurot ka sa kalooban ng tao, and then see if ma-hire ka. So yun, hopefully itong episode na to medyo nagkaroon ng wake up call, at hindi lang wake up call, nagkaroon din ng let's do it. Let's do it na realization. Maraming salamat for listening and make sure to give this a 5-star rating on Spotify. If you want to know more, mga hacks natin, mga Gmail, email, not a problem, how to make people talk to you first without you having to do any pitching. Yung mga ganun mga posts natin yan, meron tayong Facebook group. Yan, yung Facebook group natin na yan. Ang pangalan is Million Dollar Filipino. You can click the link in the description of this episode to go to that Facebook group. Siguraduhin lang to answer all of the questions para we can give you the best resources right away. Yun lang.
Bye, Bashers!
O diba, may sponsor na kami? Libre ka namin ng yummy chapche mo kapag umorder ka sa Taste of Joy. Taste of Joy. Masarap ang pansit dito, masarap pagkain nila. Basta ang worth ng order mo ay 1,000 pesos and up. Net, ito ha, hindi kasama yung mga dinidiscount mong senior citizen na pati kapitbahay nyo na senior citizen, sila sama mo ha. Net, 1,000 pesos and up. Meron kang libreng chapche. Sagot na namin ang chapche mo. All you have to do is go to the Instagram account nila, tasteofjoy.ph, para umorder. Doon ka lang o-order and basta umabot ng 1,000 pesos ang order mo. Net ha? Net. Lilibre ka namin ng yummy-yummy chapche. Mapapa.
Arasa.
Sa sarap. Let's go!
That wraps up another empowering episode of the Kasalanan Maging Purita podcast. With Neil Reichel, we've journeyed through insights and strategies designed to elevate your financial mindset and lifestyle, proving once again that in this digital era, wealth is a choice and struggle is optional. We hope today's episode has inspired you to take control, redefine your narrative, and embrace the abundance that's rightfully yours. Tandaan, this podcast is more than a source of information. It's a community of Filipinos breaking free from being purita to a life of wealth and joy. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with anyone ready to turn their financial dreams into reality. Follow Neil Reichel on social media for more anti-purita strategies and inspiration. Until next time, keep thriving, keep growing, and let's bid farewell sa pagiging purita. See you in the next episode.
Paala!